I will bet on myself 10 out of 10 times. And versus like looking 3 to 5 years from now, am I going to be like happy with what I'm doing? So yeah, I was like, I would just rather bet on myself and I'll figure it out. And so I did. And it, well, we haven't totally figured it out yet, but we're getting there.
Hey Dylan, welcome to the pod. Are you nervous? I know this is your first interview. You just bang out quick 10 push-ups.
I'm ready to go. Been thinking about it all day, so.
No, you haven't, but thank you for that. So this is Dylan. You might have heard of him, but last week, if you didn't already listen to this episode, you have permission to just leave this right now. We had Sam, who's one of the co-founders of Visor. And if you followed So Good at all, you've definitely heard about Visor. So out of obligation, we're having the other co-founder on. You're welcome.
Thank you.
He begged.
Very, so. Very excited. I actually drink my smoothie every day. So not a plug. I'm not just saying that. I actually do.
Did you work out today?
I did not work out today. Mm. I have a basketball game this evening.
Oh, this is true.
So
quick anecdote. I can't work out with Dylan anymore. I'm scared to work out with you.
What?
I just need a budget 3 days afterward because I'm going to be out of commission.
No, we did solid core.
Yeah, and I was dead.
Didn't we do berries too?
Our first time meeting in person was at solid core in New York, I think. And yeah, if you haven't done Pilates in months, and then just do it. I was.
It's actually Legree.
What?
There's a difference.
What?
Pilates and Legree. There's a difference.
Okay. Anyway. This is Mr. Fitness Master. And then the last time we did berries and oh my God, I'm still traumatized. I thought we were in agreement. Like this isn't going to be our best showing, but at least we're here.
Next time we will do Rumble.
Sprinted. I like Rumble, but I thought that we were just going to do a chill workout and he ran on 15 miles per hour on the treadmill. I didn't even know that there was a 15. There's not on treadmills. The max is 12 and you just went up. So naturally I had to do 15 too, and I've never been able to do that since.
You did good. I was actually impressed that you were able to run that fast.
Thank you. I just, the haters are my motivators, and I was like, he's really trying to upstage me right now, and so I can't let that happen. On behalf of So Good, I must defend our honor. But I was able to do it, which is, you know, maybe in an inadvertent way, you made me better myself, push myself past my own limits.
Accountability. It's what you need.
On a serious note, I think that is what you're good at. I think you're good at going into spaces with people, even people that you don't know, and you're able to just make a positive impact and a connection with people.
I like hanging out with people. I think especially the past few years since everybody's been locked up, it's been nice. So any opportunity I get, I'll take it. Sam and I also, when we first moved to San Diego, went to every networking event we could. So we have experience just trying to make people not think we're weird when we talk to them.
Where does that skill of yours come from, being able to just walk in a room and be comfortable?
The way I feel like we both do it the same way. It's just like, I mean, we came here for a reason and these are the people we need to talk to and we can't leave until we talk to them. So we just either sit around and wait until the opportunity is right or we just go straight in for it. So, I mean, we always look at it like, what's the worst they can say? Works every time. Did it at Expo West, if anybody's ever been. Talked to almost every brand I tried to.
So. I was telling Sam how my favorite part of that was that your guys' Visor happy hour thing. She went up and gave like this beautiful speech on why we're all here. And you came up and was like, so there are endless tacos and drinks. Everybody enjoy. Thanks for coming.
And then I said, and DJ, play Roses. That's my favorite song.
Oh, yes. So let's backtrack a little bit. I think people know who you are now, but let's go back to childhood Dylan, way back when. What was the beginning of your relationship with the wellness space like?
Yeah, I actually just talked about this with someone else. I used to be like fat as a kid. So like straight up, everyone's like,
funny.
It's not funny. Everybody thinks they were a fat kid, but I was definitely like, in elementary school and then lost weight sophomore year in high school and then junior and senior year. I was like, oh, I need to bulk up for football. So I just ate everything I could, would drink like soda before bed and got up to, I think like 230 pounds or something. And I kind of just hated it. So one day I just like woke up and said, I'm not going to drink soda anymore, eat salads, drink a gallon of water a day, purely from like an aesthetic standpoint, if that makes sense. Like just so look good. Yeah, it wasn't wellness. It was just so I would like air quotes look good. And that definitely stuck with me through college. So having that idea, like, no, I need to work out 7 days a week and I can't eat bread.
Yeah.
So I can like be visually attractive in some capacity is super unhealthy. So I didn't really start thinking about that until 2 years-ish, a year and a half after I graduated college. And that's when I was in San Francisco, hated my job, was super sluggish, worked out all the time, but I would like have to take naps in the middle of the day because I probably wasn't eating right. I wasn't maybe sleeping enough, going out on the weekends. And so then when Sam kind of came with the idea behind Visor, I was like, well, I'm actually struggling with the opposite. Like, I feel like I'm working out all the time. So what does it actually mean to be like healthy? And I feel like wellness wasn't even really a concept. Like if you heard somebody talk about wellness 5 years ago, they'd be like, oh, that's like a medical thing, or you're a hippie.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I think it was a big eye rolling term.
Yes.
A couple years ago. And now it's something that corporations invest.
You say wellness, everyone's like, you're from Venice Beach and probably smoke weed all the time and like wear tie-dye shirts. And now it's, I mean, every single person is cognizant of, I feel like, their body, whether they do anything for it or not. So,
from a young age, you said elementary school, you were a bigger kid all the way up until when?
Sophomore year in high school.
Wow.
And then lost all the weight. And then I went back up to like 235. And then my freshman, the summer before my freshman year in college, I lost like 60 pounds, I think.
Wow.
And then dropped down to like 170. And then I kind of like stayed in the 170 to 190 range since.
Which I assume is healthy.
Yeah. 185 is like my actual ideal weight because like I'm eating kind of whatever I want. I'm drinking wine when I want, but I'm still working out like 4 times a week.
Is that something that sticks with you over time? Like having been a bigger kid when you were younger and like going into sports, was that something that was like still like a large kid mentality in your mind?
Yeah, I think like having an unhealthy relationship with food for sure.
Yeah.
Still sticks with me. Like anytime I eat something, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna have to work out tomorrow. Well, at least I used to think like that. I don't really do it as much anymore.
Yeah. It's hard to kick that.
I know. Mentality. Yeah. I mean, you like look in the mirror and you think like you're still big. So it's pretty insane. But I've like gotten a lot better with it just coming from like, no, I work out probably more than the average person. I'm eating healthy. It's not like I'm eating cake every single day. And if I focus on other things, it will actually impact it just as much, if not more. So sleeping, stretching, like I'm starting to get really big into mental health. So whether that's like, I haven't done it yet, but I'm getting close to starting meditating.
Therapy?
Well, therapy too. What? Yes, we talked about therapy.
The first one?
Meditating. Oh. But therapy was on the list too. Therapy's on the list too. We talked about on our like Founder Fridays thing for Visor. We talk about it with one of the guys we work with, and it's like this massive stigma around therapy. So
where's the last Founders Friday?
So we're moving to a pod.
Yeah.
So I've stopped just filming myself talking. I still may do that on Fridays because people are dying.
I was waiting around.
People
Friday.
Are dying to see it. I know. So I'll probably still do that and make it more of like just a quick 30-second thing. But no, we're launching it. We're turning it into like a podcast and we'll talk to founders at other companies.
Join the game.
Everybody's on it. So we might as well.
Speaking of the Founders Fridays, I think I've seen a shift, and maybe I'm wrong and just didn't pay that much attention, but I feel like I've seen you integrate your public platform with your like founder entrepreneurial side. Is that something that you've consciously made an effort to do more so of, or have you always done that?
No, I've definitely made a conscious effort to try and do it more.
Yeah.
I think previously people just thought I didn't have a job.
Yeah.
Which
you stay at home.
Yeah. Fiance. A stay at home fiance. So I've been trying to like promote that a little bit more. That's always kind of been my personality though. Like I was
to not, yeah.
To just
come
like,
off as like
to not come off like that. Like I would always like, I think it, on the other side of the spectrum, a lot of people used to think I was like dumb in like high school because I would just like not talk about anything. I would just like make jokes all the time. And then now, and I don't want to go too far to the other side, but yeah, I just think like that's what I do all day. It's what I'm passionate about. So why not like share that with people, and whoever finds it interesting, amazing. If you don't, also great.
What about the CPG space were you attracted to? When did that happen?
There's just something about like consumer products that's interesting to me, just because they play so many factors into your life. Like whether, like no matter where you are in the world, like you've probably had a consumer product before.
Yeah.
Probably, right. 100% chance. 99%. So for me, I just thought it was interesting that there's been such a shift in what I used to eat at home when I was a kid into like what it is today. Like if you told me 10 years ago that like people would be eating smoothies at home, that was like a weird thing to do.
Yeah.
So now it's totally normal. It's good for you. So I'm really interested in the shift and how you can reach a ton of people in maybe like a non-traditional way. Like it's a lot harder, I would say, to get somebody to sign up for the gym, to like do an at-home workout, anything of that nature, versus if you give them something that tastes good, that's also good for them, then I think you can start to impact kind of like the health profile of people in America, which I think is a big problem. So that's interests me and it's fun.
And the investing side, is that something that you always, well, let's take a step back. What did you study in college?
English.
That's so interesting.
English major.
What did you plan on doing with that?
I didn't really care.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah. I knew I wasn't going to do econ and I knew I wasn't going to do bio.
Yeah.
So I went to a liberal arts school. So we have like five majors and that's it. And two were cut out just like that. So for me, I just knew I could teach myself anything. So why not just do something I thought was like relatively enjoyable if I had to do it for 4 years.
And then after college, you were a finance bro.
Finance bro. I was more of a finance bro junior the summer before my senior year in my internship. Yeah. I did like the classic Manhattan investment banking internship. Very finance bro-y. This then moved to the opposite side into wealth management, which is like definitely more slow.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it just like, I think I had a fascination with like money, which sounds bad.
Mr. Babs.
But just like, yeah, just like, I think it's interesting, like the things you can do with it. Like my internship was really interesting because I was in public finance. So we found ways to finance like hospitals and bridges, which I thought was cool because it's like very tangible. And I think I like just like the tangibility of it. So from the investment side, I don't really have like some, I'm not like, oh, let me see your accounting books and things like that as an investor. I'm like, the brand's at the stage that we do it, which is like super early. It's like the brand is good. The product is good. It's better. It's in the better for you space. And then it's like really just like, how do I get along with the founder? And do I think that they're going to figure it out? So that's the way I look at things. And it's really interesting. I love the space so much. Things grow so fast and the people are so cool. So I feel lucky.
And I feel like every person you talk to, well, first of all, Dylan knows everyone.
I'm getting there slowly but surely.
Just a couple people here and there he doesn't know. But I feel like from the first time I met you too, you're like, who do you want me to connect you to? Who do you want to talk to? And when I would meet other people connected to Visor, I would say like, oh, how do you know them? And people would say like, oh, Dylan connected me to X person and Y person or invested or connected me to an advisor. And so I feel like you just have that talent.
Space builder, I guess. I like when I graduated college, it all starts from Williams, which I went to school. The network is really cool that like one, it's a good network. People are in like very successful positions, but two, everyone's super willing to just like help any kid who went to Williams. And I think I just kind of wanted to take that with me somewhere. So anytime I reached out to an alum, like a majority of the time they'd at least like respond. And I felt like when we first started Visor, we always asked people for intros. And so I'm kind of like paying it back by doing it. Nice. So anytime somebody wants an intro, if I know them and I like can think it makes sense, then yeah, I'm more than happy to do it.
What is a component of Visor and like stepping into this space that has scared you and like kind of drawn on an insecurity or a personal struggle of yours?
I guess from the like health side, not a ton. I think I've just been super open to learning. I think from the business side, that's definitely more intimidating for me. I think, as I'm sure it's probably become more of apparent, I'm more like business minded. Sam's like vision, brand, yeah, like goals kind of thing. Yeah. So for me, the not having like a finance background or a tech background or an entrepreneurship background, that mm-hmm. has been more like of an insecurity thing when yeah. we come to do things versus like in the health space, I've kind of come to terms with like, oh, I don't know, this is interesting. I kind of just want to learn.
Yeah.
So I'd say that's probably more what's been.
Well, you're also very young.
Yeah.
Which is, how's that been in this space? I feel like it's both a good thing and a struggle sometimes.
Well, the best time to start is when you're young, because mm-hmm. you have less responsibilities, you have more time.
Yeah.
Initially, I think it obviously handicapped us, like we were 22 and 23, I think, when we first started.
Wow.
And then now I'm 28. So I guess I'm like kind of old enough, like, right?
So old now.
So that's been interesting.
Well, by 28, even so, like people are probably on to like their second, third job.
Yeah.
Like still different, like getting to a director position now. And you've been in that.
We deal with, I always say it's really cool that the fact that like we'll talk to CEOs of like big companies or like C-suite people of big companies and like big industry players. And we're super young just yeah. because I think traditionally everybody's been really old in the space.
Yeah.
So maybe it's exciting. Yeah, I think now it's gotten to the point where it's helped us because we have one, we're not going to get tired. We're just going to keep going
yeah.
because we're young and we're also naive. So mm-hmm. we think we can do anything.
Which you kind of need to be in this space.
Yeah, which you need to be. So yeah. I think that's like, it's starting to get to the point where it's helping us. But originally, definitely handicap.
How has it been? And we touched on this earlier, but you have a public social media life, and then you also have like this business founder life, integrating those two sides. And was it something like in the beginning that you were like, oh, I don't want to talk about it? Or from the beginning, were you like, I want to maximize on that
yeah,
opportunity?
I think initially, so I started the app before going on TV.
Yeah.
And initially I was like, I don't want to mention it at all. Because yeah. I didn't want people to be like, oh, this guy just like did this whole thing to promote kind of his company for like selfish reasons.
Yeah.
So I didn't really say anything about it. And then as time has like gone on, I was like, well, why wouldn't I? I mean, I
right.
was like this prior to kind of being in the public eye. So why would I change? And just, I should continue to do what I'm doing as long as it's like authentic. It's easy to get distracted. I think there's a lot of like shiny things that you can do, like
yeah.
go back on TV, start a podcast,
yeah.
Do influencer partnerships, go to events.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like Hannah and I both have kind of been like, no, let's just do our own thing and do the things that we like, and that will make us happier. So yeah. I've been like really happy with the fact that I haven't gotten as distracted as
was that maybe. Hard in the beginning? Because I feel like, as you said, there's so many shiny things. And I feel like you kind of backed away pretty quickly. You're like, I have my own thing that I'm working on. And most other people
yeah,
didn't do that.
I think if I hadn't given up a lot in the beginning, then it would have been a harder decision. So like I worked at Morgan Stanley, just like one of the best banks, I would say top banks.
Small, tiny little boutique bank.
And I quit to start this. And I was like, yeah. why? And I was like, that was a big decision. So
yeah.
being able to be like, well, no, I did that for a reason. I'm just going to continue to do that versus be like, oh, I want to go to all these events and do these things and like stuff like, I don't know. I was just like, no, I've gotten this far. I'm just going to keep going. And I got what I wanted out of it. And met Hannah. So it all worked out.
What did you got what you wanted?
Got what I wanted. That's what I wanted. I wanted to meet Hannah. So
you got a fiance. When you left Morgan Stanley, was that a big, what was your thought process when Sam came to you?
We first talked about it in the kitchen, I think at my mom's house for a while. I was trying to poke as many holes in it as possible. I was like, this just doesn't, it's too good to be true, which is something we run into a lot.
Yeah.
And once I had finally gotten to the point, I was like, oh no, like this actually makes sense. And I think we could do it because we believed in it so much. We were the right people to do it. I honestly didn't even know what I was doing. I was at my job and my dad was sick at the time. And I was like, hey, I need to go home for Christmas. All right, I'm going to go home for Thanksgiving. And I would like to take a few extra days off, spend time with my dad.
Yeah.
And he was like, that's fine, but you need to come back for Christmas. And then right there, I was like, what am I doing with my life? And Sam was like, I'm moving to San Diego to start this. And I was like, okay. And then I just quit my job and then moved to San Diego. I was like, yeah, let's just figure it out. I still had literally no idea what I was doing. And then one day I was like, oh, okay, I guess we're starting a company. I will bet on myself 10 out of 10 times. Hmm. And versus being in that position, yeah. I was like, what am I, like, looking 3 to 5 years from now? Am I going to be like happy with what I'm doing? So yeah, I was like, I would just rather bet on myself and I'll figure it out. And so I did. And we haven't totally figured it out yet, but we're getting there.
Well, that wouldn't be fun. What were those earlier stages of Visor like for you guys? The grind?
So fun. people say like the beginning is the most fun. I would say that's probably true.
The beginning is the most fun?
Yeah, you look back on it. And I mean, it could be like a nostalgic thing, yeah. But it was very fun because like everything was new.
Yeah.
And like any little victory is like the Super Bowl. And you're like, oh my God, like, holy shit, I can't believe this just happened. Tons and tons and tons of like massive learning curve with one tech, but two, just like a company in general. Because no one really does what we do. So we didn't have like a blueprint to go off of. So yeah, I thought it was so much fun. We met with as many people in San Diego as possible. I think we met with like 300 or 400 people the first year we moved here and just sat them down, bought them coffee and told them what we were doing and were like, what do you think? And I feel like every time around the holidays, we take time off. And that was when we would like recap the year, be like, oh my God, I can't believe we've come this far. Looking towards next year, this is kind of like what we want to do. And I think this year will be very fun because it will be our, I think coming up on the 4th or 5th year. I think 5th year since we've started.
Yeah.
And then 4th year since the app's been live. So, because we did the entire first year, we didn't even have an app.
Yeah.
We just had a little prototype and it's just like a PowerPoint with buttons essentially. And we'd be like, it's ready in 2 weeks. You should probably sign up now because the guys down the street just signed up and it's going to be insane. And 8 months later, it was finally ready. So we kind of just had people sitting around.
It's cute how proud you are. What's something, what's like the big thing that sticks out to you about Visor? That's something that you just makes you the most proud.
I like it when people tell us it, like something can't be done or it's unlikely to be done. And we're just like so insanely confident and we're like, no, like we're going to do it. And that happens every few months. So that in general, I think is, and the fact that we've like kind of stayed true to the concept.
Yeah. And it's tough sometimes.
Yeah. Because like everybody has like feedback. Yeah. And so when you're starting out, it's hard to know who, like what points do you take in and actually act on versus what do you like take in? You're like, I hear them, but I'm not going to do that because we know better essentially. So that's like a hard thing to balance. But yeah, I mean, I think the fact that I can work out in San Diego, fly to New York, redeem a free juice press, go down to Texas, hit up True Food.
Visit Lexi, it's so good.
Go to Vegas. We have rewards in Vegas. I mean, like we're all over. And when we turn Walmart on, we'll be in. I mean, the retail puts us in every city in America almost. So that's like the fact that it's like now literally in cities I would have never been to, there are Visor rewards. So yeah. I think that's really cool.
You said earlier that you don't have the vision side. That's Sam's side.
Well, like,
you have so much. You're very creative too. From the get-go, when I first talked to you, one of the things that drew me most to you guys, I just felt like you had an endless resource of ideas.
We have a ton of ideas. Yeah. We are not short on ideas.
Yeah.
I think
executing them.
Yeah, executing them sometimes.
Funding for them.
Yeah, that's the tough part. I think Sam's good at looking forward. I'm good at like, okay, these are the five things we need to do to get there.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Okay.
And how do we do that? We took a founder's test. I can't remember what it was called, but essentially you get 10 traits.
It's like a personality test.
Kind of.
Did
yeah.
Sam make you do
for
this?
Founders. No, we had to do this for this competition.
Okay.
And there's 10 traits, and like she got the first five and then I got the last five.
Wow.
So essentially it just said that we were like polar opposites, which was great to start a company. So I think we balance each other.
What do you feel like you've grown the most in as a founder and manager of other people?
Listening from a business standpoint, like just listening to what people want and not trying to like cram something down their throat and being like, well, what do you like? Tell me what you want and what the problem is and I can try and figure it out. And confidence, I would say, I think initially and like what we were doing and talking to brands and potential partners and in any capacity, just having like the confidence to be like, no, what we're doing actually works. I think that has grown a ton. So I'd say confidence and listening.
Have you always had confidence? Because you are very like, and it's tough to not be obnoxious in this space, but
Thank
just
you.
Being confident. You're not obnoxious.
Thank
you're
yeah,
welcome.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, but you're just like confident. I feel like you can talk to anybody and make a connection with like a spoon.
Excellent. From my perspective, it's like knowing what you don't know. And I think that's the difference between like cocky and maybe confidence in that sense. Like when I don't know something, I'll be like, I don't know what that is. Can you explain that? Okay, great. And I always try to say like, this is my opinion and this is how I think about things. Initially, like not really, like it was like faux confidence. And then now like through this starting Visor, definitely have built up like a more like organic, authentic style of like being confident. And that's just because I have this, not obsession, but like when I start doing things, I have to know everything I can to feel confident. So I try to learn as much as possible. And then I'm like, oh, I can rely on these things. English major. find your evidence, create points, point back to them always.
What's your thesis statement?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So that has helped me get confidence. And then in like personal confidence, I think that's tough to develop because I feel like I didn't fully have it going on TV. And like, that is like probably the worst place to not have confidence.
Oh my God.
And then kind
that's
of
terrifying.
Like afterwards, I think I was able to be like, okay, no, I actually was myself and people didn't hate me. And so that's great. Yep. So that developed confidence. So I was like, great. Okay. I can actually just like be myself.
Do you handle stress well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pressure.
Chill person.
I handle stress and pressure well.
Yeah.
I remember this one person when we were doing a accelerator here in San Diego. She was like, anytime you're stressed, just like take a deep breath in because the oxygen will get to your brain and you can clear, you literally can think clearer. So I always just think like, okay, one, how do you avoid stressful situations in general through like preparing for them?
Yeah.
But yeah, I like to think I handle stress well. I mean, I get stressed, but I feel like I'm able to kind of like, this is what I think we should do. Let's move forward and whatever happens, happens.
I was talking with Sam about what she is beyond just Visor. What are those things for you? And it's easy as a founder to like get over, like just consumed by what you're doing. How do you take a step back?
Yeah. Work-life balance, something we talked about last week. The main thing for me is playing sports. I'm in a flag football league, a basketball league. I'll probably join one more, maybe like softball or kickball. And just
do
like,
do you know how to play tennis?
I don't know how to play tennis.
Can
I would
I
like
teach
to.
You?
I'm down.
Yes.
So yeah, just like playing any type of sport is really fun for me. And that's like my escape. I play video games a lot because all my friends do, and so I don't like get to see them if they're not here in San Diego. So we, so that's like really, really fun for me.
How do you what?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? You see them playing video games? No.
Yeah, like we all play online together. So that's like my time to hang out with them.
Got it. Okay. Do you like FaceTime as you play?
Sometimes, but not always.
All right, continue.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll do that. And then just like other things, I'm in, just learn about other things like CPG investing, real estate, crypto stuff, just traveling. So I try to like separate myself physically and mentally from what we're doing all day.
Big traveler. Jealous of your travels.
Greece comes.
I feel like
soon.
Every time I text you, it's like, oh, next week I'm gonna be in Italy, Greece.
Gotta travel.
All right. Any other?
I love So Good. So that's again not a plug. I have it every single day.
Makes me so happy.
Yeah, I really like it. I think what you guys are doing is interesting just because and why we love working with you is because like your guys' products are accessible from like a one brand standpoint and like price point versus there's traditionally been something called the health tax when like healthy products are just, they cost
more expensive just because.
Yeah, it makes no sense. So like from you guys, like fits in perfectly with what we're trying to do from the democratizing wellness standpoint where we want everybody to have access to living a healthy life. And I think you guys fit right in with that. So I'm happy to be here and support any way I can.
And I want to say Dylan's also one of our brand advisors and he's just been such a wealth of like knowledge and just excitement and thank you for everything you've done and continue
thank
to
you.
Do.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome. Let me grab the smoothies. All right. So I'm back with our Acai of Relief smoothie. He's drinking a Berry Godmother smoothie. What's your favorite? You're just a berry guy.
I'm a berry guy. There's one with strawberries. Right?
Berry appealing.
Yep.
Strawberry banana.
Yep. That's mine.
So plain.
Yep. That's my favorite. Sorry.
All right. So Dylan has just been so, so lovely to talk with. It's been like almost a year since I first met you.
It feels like longer, but yeah, I think it's
feels like longer.
Around a year.
And I just feel like this space, especially, I went in thinking it was going to be really competitive and everyone was just going to be mean. But even if your competitor's on the shelf, people have been really nice just in person. And I feel like Dylan, from as soon as I met him, was just very welcoming and just wanted to help in any way that he can. And that was really nice for me starting out to come from someone who's like established and really like getting there, but just in the industry. And it was just like a nice welcome, I think, to have met you pretty early on in my foray into this space. So thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for the smoothie.
So we end by having the guest give words of advice on how people can sow goodness in their lives and you can't drink it yet.
Sorry.
So give your toast. What advice do you have for people?
Advice, be open to things that take you out of your comfort zone because you never know where that will take you. And always have conversations with people when given the opportunity because you never know what will come of it. So everybody knows somebody and that can help you and you can help them, and spreading that kind of energy I think moves everything forward. People, industries, just everything. So be open.
And with that, cheers.
Cheers.
Or chug.
Woo! We did it.
That is Pfizer.
Let's go.